It's like a normal father figure. Mm-hmm. So hindi maiisipin babae siya. Mm-hmm. Only until, I don't know if you're familiar with Harrison Plaza in Manila.
Iba na yun.
Okay.
Yung may ahas.
Uy, that's Robinson
yun.
Oh my God.
Adi ma, may blooper na tayo sa simula ng podcast na to. Bakit pa parang ang komplikado ng adulthood?
Or bakit kaya hinintay ni Juan na mahulog ang bayabas sa puno?
Welcome to Samut Sari.
Ako si Cabs.
Ako si Celso.
Kami ang inyong host sa podcast na to.
Samahan nyo kami. Himay-himayin ang adulting journey, life experiences, at konting pakurot sa pop culture.
Samut Saring kwento mula sa mga ordinaryong tao, kaya for sure, makaka-relate ka.
We release new episodes every Tuesday.
Oh, antayin ka namin ah. Welcome back to another episode of Samut Sari. Hi, Celso.
Hello there. After 1 hour of technical difficulties, finally na-figure out na natin kung ba nagagana itong, ano ko, itong Shopee mic.
I would say it's a test of character, Celso. We made it naman.
Pero deep inside, so, na-feel ko kasi minumura nyo na ako na hindi pa nare-resolve. Tapos ang tagal-tagal na.
Uy, wala. So, in this episode, malamang baka nabasa na ng ating mga listeners or mga followers sa Instagram.
Yes.
I was raised by
gay parents. So, in this episode, yung gay parents na tinutukoy natin is, syempre, gay is a term na not, it's a general term na hindi naman ibig sabihin bakla. It can be lesbian or ano. So, technically, hindi siya straight. So, it's a general term that we call anyone from the LGBT community. So, yun yung topic natin ngayon. She's a special friend, super special, at na-miss nating lahat.
Then, super special.
She was raised by gay parents.
Pakilala natin siya. Everybody, please welcome Ate Margo!
Hello!
Pakilala ka, Ate Margo, and give us your background.
I'm Margo, raised by gay parents. Ganyan. Ang parents ko ay si Marlo at si Yolanda.
Yan.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Very interesting, no? Kasi ewan ko kung everyone will have a friend na napalaki ng gay parents.
Ako wala.
Si Ate Margo yung...
Margo lang.
Katangi-tangi ko lang friend na napalaki ng gay.
Is it?
So, Ate Margo, paano nag-start? Kailan mo na-realize na something is, I would say, not the same with the... yung mga friends mo, mga kalaro mo, na bakit yung parents ko, may ganun realization ba nung bata?
Hindi siya realization, pero it was accidentally that I was caught off guard that it's really happening.
Mm-mm.
Parang, I grew up that I thought my papa is a guy. Ah. Kasi he looks like a guy. Which, he looks like Tirso Cruz the Third, as they say. Pero tapos at the same time barangay chairman siya, nagda-drive siya ng motorcycle, nagda-drive siya ng car. So it's like a normal father figure. Mm-hmm. So hindi maiisipin babae siya. Mm-hmm. Only until I don't know if you're familiar with Harrison Plaza in Manila.
Iba na 'yon.
Okay.
Yung may ahas.
Yes. Uy, that's Robinson
'yon.
Oh my God.
Adi ma, may blooper na tayo sa simula ng podcast na to.
Anyhow, kasi that Harrison Plaza has KFC outside. So, yun nakahiwala yung KFC. So, si mama ko mag-order. It so happened na ako, gusto ko na mag-CR. Ano ako noon? Kinder. I was still kinder that time. I can still recall kasi siguro nagka-trauma rin ako at the same time yun yung naging eye-opener for me that kasi sabi na mama ko, si papa mo ang sasama sa'yo sa CR. So ako was like, kasi
lalaki
it's like
siya.
The first time na parang si papa ko yung sasama sa akin. And for me, lalaki siya. So the moment na buwasan kami ng CR, umiyak na ako. Kasi sabi ko, kukuliin siya ng guard.
Ah, natakot ka.
Sabi ko, hindi pwede papasok si papa kasi kukuliin siya ng guard. So ako na lang papasok, ganyan-ganyan. So my papa has to ask the favor of the lady inside the restroom. Para lang samahan ako dun sa loob. Mm. And then, until then, when I went out to the restroom, umiyak pa rin ako kasi kala ko hinuli siya ng guard. Kasi sumama siya hanggang dun sa pasukan ng...
I think alam nung guard. Ikaw ang hindi mo alam, hindi mo iintindihan, no?
Ako hindi ko alam. Kasi nga sabi ko, huliin ka ng guard kasi mga babae.
Bata eh.
Tapos yun, only then, nung pag-uwi namin ng bahay, saka sila nag-explain. Kasi hanggang nag-uwi, hanggang nasa taxi kami, umiyak pa rin ako.
Ah.
Oh, so, nung pa-uwi kami, nung pag-uwi namin ng bahay, wala silang choice kundi i-explain na sa akin.
Paano in-explain?
So, sabi ni mama ko, si papa mo, as you know, yoga, papa yoga, Pipo, kasi kamukha ni Pip, Guy and Pip, there's of course the third. Pero ang totoong pangalan ni papa mo is Yolanda.
Mm.
So, I was like, huh? Yolanda? And then sabi na mama ko, oh, di ba yung kapitbahay natin si Aling Yoli, Yolanda? So si papa mo, Yolanda rin ang pangalan niya. And then siya nag-sink in kasi parang ako, sabi ko, na-confuse ako bigla. So parang, ha? So siguro, since paikot-ikot pa si mama ko, si lolo ko na yung nag-
Ay, wala pa tayong concept ng bakla tomboy nung bata, di ba?
Wala, well, wala that time. Parang sa akin kasi everything is normal. So yun, tapos nung siguro si lolo ko na ano na siya nakakaikot-ikot, parang beating around the bush na si mama tsaka si papa to explain. Sabi na ni lolo, si papa mo, mama mo rin, parang mama mo. So parehas mama, yung mama at papa mo. So ako parang, ah, oh, okay. Tapos it boiled down na parang, kasi may barkada sila eh. They're like 8 in the group, almost 10, ganyan. So ako nag-start na ako magtanong, how about si Tito Ville? How about si Tito Mons? Yung barkada
mama
nyo.
Din ba siya?
So sabi ni mama, oh lahat. Oo. So sabi ni mama, so magkakaklase kami sa Concordia College.
Which is all girls.
Which is, sabi ko, all girls school! So doon na nag-sink in. Tapos I started like looking at them weirdly. Kasi nga, mukha silang lalaki. So parang ako, ah, okay. Ganon.
Well, kailan or ano yung moment na mas lumiwanag na sa'yo talaga yung mga bagay
ba? Nung ano, pag-graduate pa lang ako ng elementary, I would enter gay parties, white parties. Kasi they would bring me with them. If you remember yung yung era na inintroduce si Kali Shandy, yung Kali Shandy drink, the sparkling drink. Yung parang beer, siya pa rin siya beer.
Kali?
Alam ko yan.
So during that period, they would bring me with them sa parties kasi nga grupo sila. Tapos they would pretend that I drink pero Kali yung iniinom ko that time.
Mm-hmm.
So mga grade 6 ako that time and going first year high school. So I was like, okay, nakikiparty ako pero I would see, dun nag-sink in sa akin yung relationship kasi may mga dumadating na parehas na kapang babae. Pero they would kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I would see them. And si ma'am, eh, hindi ko alam, I was raised liberated na parang they would not like cover my eyes pag may naghahalikan sa harapan ko. No, they didn't let me grow like that. Parang okay lang, you see the world, para at least alam mo rin how you should act outside. Hindi yung tatakpan ka namin, you're blind about how growing up is and so on. So ako I would say parang, ah, nakabisita parehas, naghahalikan, naka polo shirt parehas, naghahalikan din sila sa harapan ko. So I was like, ah, okay. So okay. Kasi yung sa group naman nila, ma'am, at saka ni papa kasi is nag-aayos lalaki talaga yung mga pards. They call the guys side pards and then the girls are like femme. So the pards really would wear pang lalaking damit. Tapos mukha talaga silang lalaki. Oo. Ganon.
So parang naging natural na lang siya kasi na-expose ka na sa environment. Hindi na kailangan na ano. Parang naging natural na lang yung pagtanggap mo sa paligid mo.
Oo, natural na natural siya. Sobrang natural.
Ang ganda. So nung bata ka pa lang, te, yung konsepto mo ng relationship, it's not just about between men and women. A man and a girl.
Oo, hindi siya ganun.
Kaya,
actually, mas nauna kong, siguro baliktad yung sa akin, mas nauna kong na kuha yung concept ng relationship as
yung same
lesbian
sex,
couple and gay couple.
Kasi sa hetero.
Kasi nag-sink in lang sa akin yung, yes. Yung hetero kasi parang nag-sink in lang nung nag-boyfriend-girlfriend na yung mga pinsan ko eh. Which is growing up same as my age. So mas nauna akong na-liberate doon sa relationship ng
alam mo, papa, sa si Ate Margo na, ano, na ally ng pride parade. Ano ng pride community, no? Kasi at very young age, siya talaga magiging living testimony na ano, it works.
Oo. It works. It really works.
Anyway, syempre, hindi naman puro saya yan, Ate Margo. Lalo na nung elementary ka.
Elementary bullying.
May ano ba? May nang bully ba sa'yo dahil nga sa type of family that you're part of?
Hindi siya bully, be. Pero it's like, growing up, I grew up na parang si mama lang lagi yung nag-a-attend ng PTA. Siguro that's the most difficult part. Kasi parang Catholic school ako eh. So, alam mo yung mga parents would be with mother, father, ganyan, and so on. So, parang sa akin, laging it has to be mama. Parang si papa would always just wait at the parking lot. Ganun lang siya. He wouldn't go inside the PTA. Kahit ako nang nagbebeg na sumama ka kasi kailangan mommy, daddy, ganyan. So my classmates would just know him pag nagpupunta ng bahay, pero not really inside the school premises. Kasi he doesn't like.
Maloloka mga madre, no?
I don't know kung siya yung true. Hindi ko alam kung siya yung naglagay ng wall on him na parang kesa eventually baka mapahiya ako or something, siya na lang yung nag-prevent. Kasi ako, it never dawned me. Eh. Parang I never felt it on with my friends or with other people the moment they met Papa. Pero si Papa, siya kasi yung laging nagagawa nung, siguro yun yung way of protecting niya sa akin. Na parang siya yung gumawa nung distance, safe distance, just to make sure na I will not be bullied growing up in the environment that I was inside. Oo. So there was this one time, I think, second year high school ako nun. So there's like 3 seats reserved for each. Siyempre, matalino-talino, bright, ganyan, at ano, competitive. So may 3 seats lagi pag honor student. So ako parang, si Lolo yung isa, si Mama yung isa, si Papa yung isa. Ayaw niya sumama, babe. Doon lang daw siya sa audience. So ang isama lang daw si Nanay, which is yung parang nag-aalaga. Ayaw niya talaga. As in, ayaw
support
niya.
From afar. Ayaw niya magsabi
ng medal. True. Parang ayaw niya magsuot ng medal. Ang lagi niyang dahilan is he would take the photo for me na lang. Kasi nga daw wala daw magpipicture and mahal magpa-photographer. So ako sabi ko, hindi, magbabayad si Mama ng photographer. Basta sumama ka. Ganyan. So parang siya, nung sumama siya eventually, kasi ako na yung naiinis eh, parang ako na yung nagagalit na parang, ba't ayaw mo? Diba? Ako na yung naiinis na parang, ayaw ko mag-attend kung hindi ka sasama sa harapan. Ganyan. Parang siya yung nako-conscious.
Kung baga ready ka, i-defend siya eh. So, whatever, yung may
experience. Pero siya kasi sa, ayaw. Siguro for me that time, since hindi ko na-experience niya, kasi nga, he has been out of the limelight for the longest time. So hindi ko na foresee yung factor na baka mapahiya siya sa harapan. That's why he doesn't want to join. So ang napansin ko lang that time is that nung sumusunod, lagi siyang nag-shadow sa likod ni Lolo ko. Parang pag naglalakad, lagi siyang tatago sa likod. Parang doon siya sa rear side of the view of all the audiences. Parang,
hindi masyado siya mapapansin. Oh,
mahihain din ba siya personality niya? Mahihain din siya talaga.
Hindi. Pag yung event lang sa akin, ganyan. Ganun siya.
Very protective father.
Napagkwento niya ba yung mga ganyang moment na, kasi parang, for me, hindi man sa relate na relate ako, I'm thinking baka, syempre, hindi pa naman ganun ka-open yung mga tao when it comes to LGBT community. Lalo na that time, di ba, may prejudgment agad. Feeling ko, ayun yung iniiwasan ng papa mo, yung prejudgment towards him or towards sa family na meron ka. Napag-usapan nyo ba yun? Natanong mo ba yun sa kanya?
Actually, napag-usapan na namin nung nagsastart na akong magkaroon ng maliligaw. So, nagsastart na yung mga ganyan, paramdamit. Kasi hindi ko alam. Sa akin kasi parang, since meron kami yung mga school directory, so yung parents yung tatawag na, andyan po ba yung anak ko, mga ganyan. So parang si Papa na yung, siya na yung lumapit sa akin na sinabi niya na, Nak, alam ba nung classmate mo na ang papa mo, tomboy? Sabi niya. Kasi baka mamaya magkagusto ka dyan, tapos ayawan ka kasi sabi ng parents, tomboy ang papa mo. So parang dun siya biglang na gano. Dun siya biglang, parang ang concern niya lagi is yung sasabihin ng tao about me.
Ang hirap, no?
So yun yung concern niya na parang, ayaw niyang hindi ako i-accept ng iba because of
family background.
Parang ganon. Oo. So, nandun siya sa stage na yun na parang when he started seeing liking people, bonding with people, and so on, his question would always be, do they know that your father is tomboy? Do they know that papa is pards? Laging ganon. Even in KL, be, remember nung I brought him in KL. So, he would ask me that time na parang, alam ba ng mga kaibigan mo na yung papang darating is tomboy na? Kasi kung hindi okay lang, hindi na ako pupunta. He would always be like that.
Nalungkot ako sa story, te.
Oo, lagi siyang ganun.
Nakakita ako, hearing it now.
Oo.
Ganun pala si
Papa Yoga. Lagi siyang ganun, be. Lagi siyang may, oo, lagi siyang may ganung factor, be. Na parang, yung mga kaibigan mo ba alam na ako ganito? Sabi niyang ganun. Kasi ayoko na itago mo, tapos sila yung makakapansin, tapos sila yung biglang magtatanong sa'yo. Hindi pa alam nila yung story
lahat ko. Lahat po ng friends niyo sa Malaysia, bakala. So,
actually, sabi ko nga sa kanya, siguro that explains why I'm close to them. Sabi ko, whether, di ba, in ano, may ko, parang may mga friends naman din ako talaga na girl, boy, na straight. Pero I'm also close sa mga Becky, sa mga Pards, sa mga Shoms, ganyan. So, sabi ko, kasi nga, oo, sabi ko, kasi na-expose na ako sa environment nyo. So, oo, alam nila, sabi ko, and they don't mind. Sabi ko, they're excited to meet you nga. Palagi lang siyang may ganun, be. Palagi siyang may disclaimer prior, na parang, alam ba nila na yung darating na papa mo, ganito. Laging ganun, be. May lagi siyang ganun. Oo, totoo.
Ganun. Pero Maf, parang ang strong din ng personality ng Ate Margo as a child, no? Kasi kung ibang bata yan siguro, parang baka nabully, gano'n. Pero siya hindi, eh. Parang hindi, de-defend kita. Kaya ko explain, halika dito. Ikaw na yung, kung yung pinakasabihan mo na yung papa mo na ano. Huwag kang, ano, huwag kang masyadong overprotective. Kaya ko to. Parang gano'n, ang strong ni Ate Margo.
Oo. Actually, ano, may instance pa. Hindi naman talaga na bully or something. Pero parang meron kaming, may event kami nung college. Kaya siguro hindi ako ganun ka-attached sa school ko nung college. School ko. Hindi, sa crowd ko nung college sa PLM. Kasi parang may event doon na parang we can bring with us parents, ganyan. Tapos parang yung isang professor namin said to me na parang, Miss Escondo, I hope you don't mind. Parang, are your real parents gonna be here or is it? And then they didn't say anything. Parang, is it your real parents, like your mom and dad? Or is it? And then there's a pause na parang walang further, alam mo yun? Walang further topic about it.
Ibig sabihin.
So I was like, sabi ko, what do you mean? Sabi ko, yeah, my parents, papa ko tsaka mama ko po. Sabi ko, ma'am, papa ko po tsaka mama ko. Papa mo? Papa mo. Sabi ko, papa ko. Tapos parang they are like, parang they would say, you know what we mean, biological parents? Parang ganun. They would reach that point. Na parang ako, when I say papa ko at mama ko, it is my own definition of who my papa and mama is. Nobody can define who it is.
Your family, no?
Parang it's not, oo, parang sila yung nagpa-aral sa akin in the first place. So they should be the one who's here and be recognized by the school. So yun. So parang, ganun na naman, as usual, as you know my papa. Nung narinig niya yung story na yun, so sabi niya, ma, ikaw na lang magpunta.
Alam mo, this is supposed to be, ano, parang masayang talk, pero ang sakit pala. Kasi hindi ko alam, okay.
Ma-add ko lang, Maf. Ma-add ko lang, Maf. Alam mo, dito sa Philippines, parang, di ba meron tayong benefit sa HR benefit na bereavement leave, which can be used only if it's in immediate family or nanay mo, tatay mo, biological. Pero parang gusto ini-extend na siya to anyone na tinitreat mong family. It will not be limited lang sa nanay mo, sa tatay mo, sa mga kamag-anak mo. Kung say adopted ka or iba'y nagpalaki sa'yo, you can apply for that leave kasi ini-expand siya. Kasi hindi naman, ang definition ng family, hindi naman siya yung conventional na ngayon eh, na nanay, tatay. Pwede kung sino nagpalaki sa'yo, yun yung tinuturing pamilya. So dapat applicable yung leave benefit na yun. Yun lang, ma-add ko lang.
Buti nga yun, in-extend nila. Kasi ako, yung when I was working, yun nga, hindi ko ma-add si Papa. Laging ganun. I cannot. Kasi hindi naman siya nakalagay na father ko eh sa birth certificate. So, how can I add him? Tapos, siguro ano, on Mama's side naman, be. Sa side naman niya, I admire her for always like, you know, parang hindi naman kasi lahat ng friends niya sa office knows the story. Parang yung mga, kasi 35 years siya in service sa government. So yung mga bago-bago would ask na parang, uy, ano, ganyan na may college ka na, no, nakikita ako with my mom. And then sabi, saan yung ano father niya, ganyan-ganyan, sabing ganyan. Parang, si Yogs. Ah. And then parang, alam niyo, may puzzled na mukha kasi yung lalagi. Tapos sabihin ni Papa, oo, she's our love child. Anak namin siya out of love. Ganun lagi si Mama. Parang lagi siyang ganun. Tapos palagi siyang, pa, Ganyan siya. Naku, mas matapang pa to si Papa kayo sa mga asawa nyo. Laging ganyan si Mama ko naman. Palagi siyang she would... Alam, siguro ang strong namin ni Mama, tapos si Papa yung weak pag kaming dalawa yung kasama. Pero if we're outside, nakala mo may riot, kaya ni Papa humarap dyan na kahit nagbabatuhan sa
harapan ng
mga tao at hindi na siya dyan at matuta. Oo, be. Pero pag kaming dalawa, feeling ko mahina siya.
Parang kayo yung weakness
tapos
niya.
Tapos kami ni Mama ko yung matapang.
Parang anything...
True.
About you.
Oo. Tapos siguro kaya ako strong because of my mom. Kasi I would see my mom defend Papa.
Sige, sabi mo nga, Kavs, parang this is supposed to be a fun episode, pero parang ang lungkot. Pero, sige, ano naman yung fun side ng ano, magkaroon ng rainbow, quote-unquote, rainbow parents. Ano yung happy side?
Ano, happy side is number one, nung syempre from the KFC incident, di ba? So we can go to toilet together. And remember, I recall, hindi ko alam kung alam niyo sa Glorieta before that you had to pay like a certain amount para dun ka sa...
premium restroom
pupunta kami talaga doon kasi magpo-project kami doon si Papa ko pa magre-retouch kay Mama kasi magaling mag-makeup si Mama si Papa in fairness to him magaling siya mag-makeup so doon niya i-retouch si Mama tapos sabi niya oh yung ano nila dito yung mga cologne nila dito ganito ganyan mga di ba before yung mga ano so kami tatlo we're all bonding. Together inside one restroom that's one And then, ano pa ba? Yung perks of, you know, guys will still be, there will still be guys who will be gentlemen to lesbians, in all fairness. Siguro, lucky din ako na may mga nakita akong ganung lalaki. So, we would always take advantage of, I mean, we are not taking advantage, but we would experience people where, papaunahin kami, parang if ever, let's say, for example, yung you're lining up, they would allow the three of us to,
Hindi maiiwan yung papa mo.
Kasi lahat kami babae. She will not be left out. Parang ganyan. Tapos, at the same time, ano ba, parang, siguro kasi nga, they consider, siguro yung, paano ba? Malungkot siyang side, pero maganda siyang side at the same time. Kasi, they feel for the longest time that they are living in a scene. Alam mo yun? So, they make it a point to make me feel that I'm supposed to be open to them. Na parang, kahit bata ako, parang hindi sila yung wag ka munang sasagot ng telepono sa lalaki, ganyan. Bawal ka ng ganito, bawal ka ng ganyan. They didn't do that to me. Parang they never impose any rules. Parang for them, regardless babae, lalaki yung kakilala mo, papuntahin mo dito, pagluluto natin, ganyan. Kesa sa gasolinaan ka makipaglandian dyan, mabuntis ka na lang bigla or something. So, I grew up like, high school pa lang ako, may mga bumibisita na sa bahay. Parang we're group of girls and boys. Wala silang pake. Ganda. Hindi parang ano, hindi siya naging ano be, hindi ako pwede magka-friends na guys. Hindi ako pwede magka-friends. I never grew up like that. No? Yun yung fun part of it. Parang, tas wala silang pakialam, kahit parang, mga medyo, alam mo na yun, parang sa alam mo sa Pinas before, di ba? When we were growing up, parang hindi sila open sa Becky, hindi sila open sa lesbian, and so on. So, my friends who happen to be like that are welcome in our home. So, parang naging second parents sila din ng mga friends ko while growing up, high school. Ganun siya, oo. Yun yung fun
rainbow
part of it.
Rainbow talaga, no? Colorful.
Super rainbow, be. Super rainbow, oo. Tapos yun nga, nakakapunta ako ng mga white party sa Fab, sa Morato, ganyan. Yun yung masaya ng part. Okay. Kasi I was liberated to alcohol, to whatever, with them first. Hindi yung sa barkada ko.
Yan the best. Makasama yung parents mo sa tugs-tugs, sa mga chill-chill.
Sila. Sila yung Hindi ko alam, Cubs, nakwento ko na ba sa iyo?
Nakwento mo na.
Nung after ko after nung sa debut ko, nung medyo open na sila na talagang iinom ka na talaga all the way, ganyan. So, si Mama tsaka si Papa pa talaga yung, sige, beer tayo ngayon, beer. Inom. So, on the sixth bottle nung San Miguel Light, parang medyo iba na ako. So, sabi ni Papa, alam mo na sa labas, on the sixth bottle, you stop. Kasi groggy ka na.
May lecture, no?
The following week, the following week, ang session naman namin is yung mga whiskey, ganyan. Alam mo, parang they exposed me to those. Ganon. Oo, ganon silang dalawa. Siguro para sabi nga, parang for them, they don't want to have anything wrong happening to me kasi baka mag-don sa kanila na, ah, kasi gay kayong dalawa.
Ganon. Ang ganda kasi, kasi yung sa parents mo, imbes na i-prevent ka nila sa mga ganitong ganyang bagay, hinanda ka nila.
Sa life lessons, kasi sa loob ng bahay. Hindi sa labas. Para pag labas ka, kaya na.
Kaya nga ano, natuto ako mag-madjong.
Ayaw pala laman ng genting. Charot.
Next post kasi mo.
Ate Margo, na alala ko yung nagpipipindot tayo sa, sa resort.
Pindot, ganyan. Kasi nga ano, parang sila, si mama naman naging honest sa akin yan, na parang sabi nila, ayaw nilang may masabing pangit about me. Kasi alam nilang akadugtong yan, ah, kasi ano, pinalaki ng mag-shot ang tomboy. So that's the worst that they would hear. So they wanted to, you know, to build me as perfect as they can in terms of yung lifestyle. Of course, alam mo naman na ano, napaka-healthy natin dyan.
Parenting 101 din, no? Itong episode na ito. Maraming matututunan yung mga parents, no? Para palaki ng mga anak.
Not hindi ako early. Healthy physically. Oo, hindi ako perfect physically, pero sa mga ano ng life, eh, ayun.
Hindi pa perfect yan? Paano yung pag-perfect? Charot.
Paano pag-perfect? Charot!
Almost lang, almost perfect.
Pati yung mga pag, ano, oo, be, pati yung mga pag-commute, pagtatanong sa mga guard, ganyan, tinuruan nila ako dyan, be, para talagang hindi ako maging dependent on anyone. Masyado silang naging conscious na walang mapintas sa kanila. Ganon.
They empowered you, te.
Sobrang. Ayan naman talaga. Ati Margo, empowered. No? Ngayon, no? Conquering the world.
Ay, nako. Ano ba yan? Oh, ang life.
Mega empowered. Thank you so much, te.
Ang dami natin na ano. Ngayon na narinig to. Ako ngayon ko narinig to story na to. Alam ko lang, ano, lesbian ang parents niya, pero ang daming kwento, no? Nakakatuwa.
Te, for sure yung parents mo super proud sa'yo kasi knowing you, sobrang napalaki ka ng maganda, o napalaki ka talaga ng maganda yung character mo.
Malaking malaki, be.
24. Ang bewang.
yung character na meron. Eto na lang. May message ka ba sa parents?
Well, si mama nasa heaven naman na. Pero si papa ko is still here. Ano, siguro ano na lang. Tulungan mo. Kung tayo masyado madrama. Ganyan. Pero, siguro ano, I want to thank them. Because even if both of them has the ability to bear a child, kasi pareho silang babae, they chose me as their daughter, which is hindi lang about LGBT, but about adoption. That's one perfect thing to do that. To say, na parang, it's a gift na if you're chosen to be adopted, it's more special.
Yes.
They chose you, eh. It's not like wala akong choice kaya ka namin kinuha. We chose you. Parang ganun. So, siguro thank you na lang because they chose me na kahit alam kong it's, they could have lived together na lang on their own. Na parang they could have, you know, grown old together. Pero, they chose to, you know, bring me in this world. And yung love, parang I never felt that there's something missing in my life. Parang hindi about, I never felt that I needed a father figure na talagang lalaki. Parang ganon. It's not like that. I never needed a mom na talagang straight mom na nagluluto 24/7 na kasama
Ulirang
ako.
Ina.
No, I had a cool mom. I had a cool mom. My mom would smoke, my mom would party, ganyan. Pero I never felt that napariwara ako or something. So I just thank them for the love. Kasi sobrang love. And when you say love, sobra. Parang, it's overflowing to the extent na I would say that. That's why I wrote, that's why I started writing for my mom. Kasi parang I would say, kasi nga diba, sabi ko nga, I shared it with Gabs, na parang andami ko palang natutunan kay mama, but not through talking to her, but, you know, by living my life with her. It's overwhelming to the extent na, alam yung nakaka-pressure magkaanak, kasi I hope I can be at least half of what they did for me. Parang ganun. Kasi it's too much of love. Parang, I never felt alone. I never felt that I was raised by two girls, but I was raised by parents. You don't really need to say it's a girl and a boy, girl, girl, boy, boy, but I was raised by real parents.
True.
Mm-mm. Well, Selsa, any takeaway sa story na to ni Ate Margo?
Ano, wala. Super, parang tama yung sabi niya, privilege siya na ma-experience yun. Kasi pagkakwento niya rin, talagang ang saya, rainbow talaga, ang colorful nung childhood niya dahil doon. Na tapos tinuruan pa siya ng life lessons inside the house, inside their home, bago siya inilabas at kaya ang i-discover para sa sarili niya na baka napahamak pa siya. Kaya super kudos to Mama and Papa Yoga for ano, raising Ate Margo like that. Maraming mapupulot yung mga parents.
True.
Sa parents.
Ganyan.
Clap, clap, clap.
Uh-oh.
Ikaw, Kat.
Oh, thank you so much. We are so privileged din, Ate Margo, to hear this kind of story. And sabi ko nga, wala akong ibang friends na may gay parents. Oh, so, ikaw lang yun. So, that fact alone, very special ka talaga. Na palaki ka ng gay parents.
Special na naman kayo. Ganyan.
Oo. Pero very gay.
They're all special to me.
Very. Ay, tsaka may takeaway pala ako na ang ahas pala yun sa Harrison Plaza.
Nasa Harrison Plaza. Parang sa Robinson, ha?
Alice Dixon. Kabahan ka na. May bago narrative si ano Michael Caberic. Tapos na.
Ay, tapos na.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Samut Sari.
We release new episode every Tuesday.
Para updated ka sa mga bago naming ganap, follow us on Instagram @SamutSari Podcast.
Oh, next time ulit, ha?
Mwah!